I am thankful to be back in worship service today. We missed a lot the last year with Rhonda's illness. I see a lot of new faces that I don't know yet. Many of you know that on Monday the 23rd, God called Rhonda home. She was ultimately His and on loan to me. Today I worship with y'all, and Rhonda worships face to face with her Jesus. I'm thankful for the gift that she was for almost 36 years of marriage. Other than salvation, she has been the greatest gift in my life, and our love produced two wonderful children. I'm thankful for your continued prayers and support from the church over the years, and your most recent love and support, the cards, the texts, the gifts, the calls, the prayers. Thank you for loving me and mourning our loss with me. You know, last year it became a little more evident that Rhonda's time was growing short. Sepsis 3 times, 2 brain surgeries, COVID. She slept most of the day, which was not her. That's not the life that she wanted to live. So I had to do, you know, some business with God. I had to tell Him that I'll trust You. If I make it to tomorrow, I know You'll be there. So I'm thankful for all these things.